So today is Daf Chav Tes. We're on Daf Chav Tes. Where are we up to? Tana Rabbanan?
Tana Rabbanan.
Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We have a little more medicine, and then we'll finish with that. Tana Rabbanan. Hamak is dam. Somebody goes to let blood. Lo yochal chagvash. He shouldn't eat chagvash. What's that? Lo chalav, not milk. Lo gvina, not cheese. Lo betzalim, not onions. Lo shachalayim, not cress. Im achal, what if he did eat it? Amr Abaye said, Nesim reviyasa dechalu, reviyasa dechamra, take reviyas of vinegar and reviyas of wine, vinarvinu bahadi adadi, and mix it together, vinishti, and drink it. Vichim mefane, when you go to the bathroom, lo mefane, elo lemizracha shal ir. Only go to the eastern part of the city, bisham dekasha recha, because it's very, very smelly. Amr Shua ben Levi, malin unkeli b'shabbos. You're allowed to put up unkeli on Shabbos. My unkeli, what does that mean? Amr Rav Abba is tumka deliba. It's some kind of artery, something next to your heart.
Cartilage
in front of the heart. So you can move that on Shabbos. Maya susa, what's the remedy for that? Maisi kamona karvaya, bring cumin, a fistful of cumin, vininya, and wave it. The agad.
It's mint, it says.
Oh, mint? Okay, fine, mint. The agadna, because you know why? Because it says vinanea.
Yeah.
So vinanea means to wave it, but also means mint. Okay. The also bring something called agadana, vitsisri, something else, the avdatha, something else, liliba for the heart, bechamra with wine. V'simanach, yai nitamach levada and enosh. The wine and the heart go together. Lerucha, if you have an issue with Rucha, with that, Ramaya, then do it with water. V'simanach, Rucha, Elokim, Rechefes al Panemayim. Lakuda, if a woman's having a trouble giving birth, then B'shichra, use beer. V'simanach, V'kada al Shechma. Fine. Ravacha, Brei, Derava, Shachle, Kula, Hadiadadi, he put it all together. V'shachle, Male, Chamesh, Etzbos. And he took five fingers full?
Fistful.
V'shasi, Drulei, drank it. Ravashi, Shachle, Kol Chad, V'chad, L'chudei, he did each one by itself. Right? He was able to take what he could take with his big finger and his little finger, and he drank it together. I'm not sure what that means. I'm Rav Papa. I tried all that, it didn't work. So an Arab told me, I see kuza dechadata umali amaya. Bring a small kli and fill it with water. And put in a spoonful of honey that stayed out in your yard under the stars. Lamachar ishti, and then I drink it. Avdihachi, I did it, v'itzi, and I got better. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim merapin etachola michalyo. Six things can heal you. Rufuasan, refua, and the refua is a good refua. Ve'lehein, what are these things? Kruv, cabbage. Teradin, beets, may season yevesha, water that was soaked in a dry saw, kevas, it's a part of an edible. The maw of an animal.
No idea what's
maw. It's a stomach, no? The heres, the womb of an animal, the otheres akaved, the covering of the liver. The Yeshamim also say af dagim kitanim, also small fish. Not only that, elosh dagim kitanim mafrin umarbin. They increase, right? It's called guvu shel adam, your whole body. Every best thing for your body is small fish. Asar devar machzir nesachol lecholio. 10 things will make you give you a relapse. Vecholio kasha, and it'll be even worse the second time. Ve'elohim hachal basar shor. Someone eats meat of a shor, shuman fat, basar tali or roasted. Basar tziporim, birds. Basar tzluya, beitz tzluya, a roasted egg. Shachalayim, kress. Vitaglachas. Someone takes a haircut?
Baby. Shaving.
A shave, I'm sorry. Vilamerchatz goes into the bathhouse. Gvina, cheese. Vikaved, and liver. V'yeshorim, some say, af it goes, and also nuts. V'yeshorim, af kishun, also melons. Tana devei.
Just sounds like
shallots
is bad for you.
Tana devei, rishmal, lama nikra shman, kishun. Why is it called kishuin? B'nei she'en kashin l'chol gufo shel adam b'chacharavas. They're hard on a person like a sword. Okay. Ad kan, the medicine. Okay, now back to earth. So, Tana Rabbanan. I'm sorry. Famous Tapper Man Bechamakam. You can't take a haircut by a guy. You can't take a haircut by a guy. So Tana Rabbanan, Yisrael HaMestaper, Be'ovid Kochavim, Roeh B'mara. If you take a haircut by a guy, you can take a haircut by a guy if you have a... If you have a mirror. Right? So what's... Now, V'ovid Kochavim, HaMestaper MiYisrael, and if you're a barber, and the guy comes to you, Kivan, so you can give a guy a haircut, why not? Thank you. You can give a guy a haircut. What's wrong with giving a guy a haircut? Kivan Shigia Lubuyaso, when you get to the fancy goyish, not because goyish, it's a Vodazara kind of haircut, then show me this yado. You have to stop. Want to give the guy a haircut? 100%. He's a monk and he wants to look like the monk. That you can't do. So, now, we're going to get back and discuss each one of these halachas of Marmar. Yisrael, Bestapa, Obechavim, Bro, Bemara. You use a mirror. So, hey, Chidami, what's the case? If it's Rosh Hashanah, what do you need a mirror for? If it's Rosh Hashanah, what's the mirror going to help? So we're going to get the whole of the discussion. Now we've got to learn this big tosas here. HaMestaper Be'ovei Kochavim Roeh B'mara. Tanya B'tosefta Perek Gimel Ubi Yishalmi. You see? The Perekin, the third tosas. Yisrael HaMestaper Be'ovei Kochavim Roeh B'mara. If you take a haircut from a guy, you have to have a mirror. Menakusi Ainu Roeh B'mara. If it's a kusi, you don't need a mirror. Perish. We don't suspect the kusi is going to kill you. The guy we do, you have to have a mirror.
So is the fear that he'll kill you or cut off your pets?
The fear is going to kill you. Now, Hetirish Rabbi Gamliel, they matted Rabbi Gamliel, Shiyehei Roen B'mara, Perish, Afilu Min HaKusi, even from a kusi, but they Shiyehei Zekuki in Lamalchus, that because they have to go in front of the king, they have to look good. Mashma, She'asur L'ish, L'roth B'mara. You see from here that it's asur to look at a mirror. Pirish, Venira, Kiatami Shom Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Right, okay, so if it's not hard like Avar, so if you suspect the guy's going to kill you, you could use the mirror. Otherwise, you can't. Why? It's what women do. What does that mean, it's what women do?
Look in a mirror.
Yeah, so therefore what? Therefore you can't look in a mirror because women look in a mirror. It says in Moshe that can't mean that. Can't mean that. Well, let's finish. The Mitar game, Lo Yitakin Gever B'tikune Itzisa. You can't fix yourself the way women fix themselves. That's what you can't do. Right? Not a parakah shoel. Ain roen mara b'shabbos. You can't look at a mirror on Shabbos. Farish b'gemara. B'mara shel mateches. It's a metal mirror. B'bnei she'adam otho lahashir b'nimin hamadoldolos. Because he's going to look in the mirror on Shabbos. He's going to see a hair out of place. He's going to say, oi, look at this, I look terrible, I can't go to show like this. And I'll pull the hair out that he can't do. Right? Mashma, dafka b'Shabbos. So on Shabbos, he can't look in the mirror. Habachal shari. But during the week, he can. So the Gemara says, hasam b'isha ayri. No, that's talking about a woman. A woman can't look in the mirror on Shabbos. A man can never look in the mirror. A woman can't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Why? She's going to see something out of place. She's going to do a malacha. A man? Forget a man. A man can never look. Right? Adam lav dafka the ish asa b'chol inyan. A man can never look. V'chein mashab b'Yerushalmi the mefarish time of the ein roam b'mara. Why can't you look in a mirror? The pa'amim isha roa nima achas. The Yerushalmi says straight out. A woman's going to see her hair sticking out somewhere. V'levana v'talsha and she's going to cut it off. U'boil day chiyav chatos and you can come to a chatos. U'mesayim ba v'ish af b'chol asa chen derech kavod. A man can never look in a mirror. What kind of man looks in a mirror? It's not derech kavod. Gimel Dvarim, Hitiru Lebeis Rebbe. Rebbe, they allowed Rebbe to do three things. Number one, Shihei Roin Bimara. They could look in a mirror. Number two, Vishihei Misaprim Kumi. Some kind of haircut. And number three, Vishiyil Madu Livneim Chachmas Yavon. They could know a little Greek knowledge. Shihei Zekukin Lamachas. Because they had to go butter up the king. They had to know something about the world. Okay, fine. V'ein lidchos, don't tell me that when it said it's asr during the week for a man, it didn't mean looking in a mirror. What it meant was moving a hair or two. That's what it meant. It meant removing a hair or two. Look out, levanos mitoch shcharos. Take the white ones out. The guy sees the white hair and they doesn't look good. Help remove it. Maybe that's the issue. No, don't say that. mitoch shchoros, he'll move the white ones from the black ones. Tachinami, I'm reading parakaratznia. Hamalaki levonos mitoch shchoros. If you remove white from black, afil achas b'shabes, even one chayev. For darvaz apacholaser, you can't even do that during the week. Mishom lo yilbash, you can't do that during the week. You can't do that. A man can't do that. A man can't remove hairs to look to, you know, to get rid of the white hairs. A woman can. A man can't. Since we just said, and by Rabbi, we let them look in a mirror. So obviously, the issue is looking in a mirror, not pulling out hairs. Mashma da'aser b'chol liras b'marahu. The issue was looking in a mirror, not pulling out hairs. It's a separate issue. So what do you see from here? The whole Tosvos. A man can't look in a mirror ever. Umihu ena osur kim lis anos. It's only osur if you're doing it to get hana. The avar mishum lo yilbash gever, because that's what women do. Avol lestaper, to get a haircut, ulegaleach, or to take a shave. Liras b'mare shlo yichpo ba'atzmo. She live in mirrors. You don't hurt yourself. Or mishum mechush enayim, or you can have such good eyesight. Vaday mutter. Of course you could do that. Ubochen libos hu yodea. Hashem will know why you're looking in the mirror. So what's the end of the discussion? Right?
You can. Not just to sit and stare.
Right, so Rav Moshe has a fascinating line. Has a tshuva about it. By the way, before we get to Rav Moshe, we could add a little bit to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says on this, Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Yerodea, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, it's not allowed, you're not allowed to look at a mirror. The Ramah Chavar Pasuk is not allowed. Comes along the Ramah, saves everybody. He says, "Sheish omrim shezodafka b'makom she'ein derech l'estakel b'mare ela rak hanashim." It's only if no men ever do it. Avol b'makom she'derech hanashim gam kein b'estakel b'mare mutter. That's mutter, right? Then it's mutter. The Ramah says black and white. It's mutter. Says Rav Moshe.
That's very difficult. Well, he's saying basically the situation changes.
Well, even Tosfos said you could do it if it's for a reason. So when can't you do it? When can't you do it? You can't do it when what?
Shabbos.
No, forget Shabbos. You can't do it. So Shabbos, true. You can't do it when you're doing it because you want to. You've been sucking yourself like a woman?
No, that's what it sounds like.
Right?
Society allows you to do it.
Right. So then they quote the famous Divrei Chaim of Sanz, who was very upset people look at mirrors for tefillin. But that's the time you should do it, no?
Yes.
So. What?
There goes another ring.
Right, exactly. So Rav Moshe says, listen to what Rav Moshe says. He says over here, he has a tshuva. The tshuva is, b'inyan istachlis b'mayru la'anashim. The inyan of looking at a mirror for men. He has a tshuva about it. And he says in the tshuva, he says like this. He says, even though it says that you're not looking in a mirror, machara paskin, you can't look in the mirror, for kishut, kishut means makeup, right? For makeup, Alma, what do you see? I'm reading Rav Moshe. The iser hu al etzem ha-maisa, the iser is the etzem maisa, she'otot ha-noshim, that women do, l'kishutehen, for their beauty. Ulekach, ulechein, shayach le'etzar af histaklas b'mare, she'gam kein hu me'ha-maisim she'otot ha-noshim be'eis she'miskashos. Right? That's what, we can't look in a mirror. Because women look in a mirror to make them put on their makeup. You also can't do that. That doesn't make any sense. Why? Why doesn't it make sense? What does the Moshe not like about that? See, it's very simple. Look how smart he is. How is looking in the mirror putting on makeup? How is looking in the mirror putting on makeup? You're right. Men can't put on makeup. True. How is looking in the mirror putting on makeup? Nothing to do with each other. Yeah, you can't put on makeup without looking in the mirror because you can't see what you're doing. How is looking? I want to look in the mirror. How is that?
So
one second, let me just finish. Kiven shemaita istaklus atzmo, just looking in the mirror, lekashum kishut. That's not jewelry. That's not makeup or jewelry. It's just looking in the mirror. Umaisim ba'alma she'osos nashim halo nesu. Just stam a mice that a woman does, that's not usher. Make sense? It's so clear what he's saying. And then he goes on to say, if you're looking in a mirror, then he says, The ha'astaklus ba'atzmo shezeh mare shemakpidos al levusheihem. You makpid on what you're wearing. Va'al gufon and your body. Sheyihye ba'ofen hayosa yafa. Who in yin ha'chashivus v'kishon shederach nashon l'shtabeach b'zeh. That's what women do, really. Just to look in a mirror, nothing wrong with that. Just because women do that, the looking, the act of looking in the mirror, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not maithum nashim.
Probably
haven't.
The machabe do that too.
What? Yeah. No. So the machabe is that you can't look in a mirror.
But for the same reason.
Right?
Nothing's changed since the time of the machabe till now.
Right.
So machabe for some reason does not hold that way. He knows that.
Right.
They don't mention also there's a prohibition for Talmud Chacham to look like a
Menugah. The Av Talmud Chacham, Tzrichim Ladaktik, the big day head. Even though Talmud Chacham has to be Medaktik, Shehu Noam Vinikim, right? That has to be clear. Talmud Chacham can't work out with stains.
Right.
Umis Yavshin Alagov, Umis Yavshin Alagov, Kadrav Sheisha Bredrav Idi, Masnoa Besadino, Hayyub Shabbat, Tafkuf Bem Zayin, Pirish Rashi, right? Yeah, Mikol Makom ain't zeh ba'ofen leschashev b'zeh medakti u'apin b'yofi. That's not because I want to. Elahu b'chlal kol ma'isav shetzvichim liyos noam u'mitzvikanim v'derech adam k'rib yochanan. Right? There's a fine line between having to sit in the mirror for 3 hours every morning and making sure you don't have any stains on your clothing. Right? So that's what you could do. That you could, even though Moshe says he can't. Moshe answers it in the end. Because he says if you want to look in the mirror, so he says, to look in the mirror, there's nothing wrong with that. Just, that's not a mitzvah of kishut, just looking. And what are you doing when you look? What are you looking for?
You're fixing yourself.
Exactly, you're fixing yourself. Right? So according to the Mechaber, you can't do that. Right? According to the Mechaber, don't look. According to the Ramah, there's a heter.
So according to the Mechaber, you're not out of shape, basically, because you got to look in the mirror, otherwise you slick your throat.
No, so the shaving, you surely have a heter. Even Tosafot said you have a heter for that.
For shaving?
Yeah, for shaving and a haircut. Right? If you can't see what you're doing, then it's a mutter. Okay. What do you mean? Yeah. Okay. Very good. Next. Now, Omar Mar. Yisrael hamestaper meovik kochavim. We said that when Yisrael looks at goes to a haircut by a goy, Rabbi Mara, he uses a mirror. It's heichi dami. Eber shesaravim. If it's a public street, it's the middle of Grand Central Station. So lomali Mara, why do we need a mirror? The Eber shesayachid. And if it's in some private alleyway, in the guy's house, so kiro am I having? What has a mirror going to help me? What has it going to help? Says the Gemara, la'ola b'rishos yachid. No, it's really in the guy's house. So what does the mirror help? The kivon de ikka mare mitchazik adam chashuv. Since you walk in and you say, well, I want a mirror. So the guy will say, ooh, this guy must be someone special. I better not touch this guy. Right? I better leave this guy alone. Right? Rav Chana bar Bizna having mistapim be'ovei kochavim b'shvili de Nahardai. He took a haircut by him in the shvili of Nahardai, in the path of Nahardai. Amalei Chana Chana yek koach l'zuga. He'll kill you. He'll stab you with Amal Tesi li the Avri adar of Meir. Oh yeah, I violated what Meir said. For adar Rabbanan lo avar. He didn't violate what Rabbanan said. No one said you could do that. El ema damar Rabbanan b'rishas Rabbim. They said you could go a haircut in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah mi Amar? No one said you could take a haircut in Rosh Hashanah. Who savar? Shvil din hardoi kiyam and the shchichi rabim kushas rabim damoi. He felt that since it's a public place, it's like a street, it's a public street. It was a public place. Okay, so how public and how private? Okay, that was a dispute. Next, over the chav ma mistaper mi Yisrael. When a Jew is giving a guy a haircut, kiyam and shigil lebrul yaso show me this yado. When he reaches the stage of the goyish haircut, it's not a goyish haircut, it's a vodazari haircut, he has to stop. So Tana Vakama, what is it? What's the shear for that? So Amar Rav Malkia, Amar of Ada Bar Ava, Shloshet Spos, L'chol Ruach V'ruach. Three fingers in every direction. What exactly the haircut looks like, I have no idea. Amar of Chanina, Breda Vika, Shpud.
Sounds like a pot haircut.
What?
You put a pot and you go
right
around. That's what it sounds like.
Says, give me a Belurus haircut, and he said, do it and stop short.
I can't give you a full haircut like that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not trained to do that. I don't know how to do that. I can try, but I can't go. I can't complete. You want to still stay? But more by all means. Otherwise, you got to go to a different barber.
Since we were commanded not to shave the corners of our head, because that was the way that the going did it, perhaps it would screen that.
Okay, so whatever excuse you give them.
Right.
Right?
But isn't it the lax of the hair that's on the barber?
I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure exactly what that vodazara is, but some. Yeah. So Amar Chanina Bar Eidav Ika Shpud, the halacha of a shpud is a spit. So the halacha is that talking about when you use a spit to roast on Yontif, and then you don't want it sitting around in your living room with the spit. It's ugly. So can you move it as a muksa or not? That issue. Ushvachos, and the halacha of shvachos, which means that if a woman, even if she's very wealthy, and she brings 100 maids with her into the marriage, she still has to do certain household items, because otherwise she'll go crazy with boredom. How many soap operas can somebody watch a day? So even if she has a lot of maids, she still, the husband could require her to do some work. She could say, what do you mean the maid can clean the toilets? Something you have to do. That halacha. And the third one is vigumos, that when a girl turns 12, if she has two siros, she's considered an adult. What if she has the pores but without the siros? Oh, there's those halachas. That's Rav Malkiyo. Those were said by Rav Malkiyo. Blurius, this halacha that we just said about Blurius. The Afer Makla, whether or not you can burn, where you can use this, the ashes of a stove as a something for a wound, whether or not it's going to make a tattoo, it's going to get a, you know, use hot ashes on your body, it might make an imprint. Is that a tattoo issue? And Gvina, that you can't eat cheese of a guy. All that is Rav Malkiya. So similar name, don't mix them up. I'm Rav Papa. Masnisa nu masnisa is Rav Malkiya. If it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, it's Rav Malkiya. Shmaitza, if it's just Stam of Memra, that's Rav Malkiya. And Visimana, the way you won't forget that is Masnisa Malkisa. Masnisa is like a Malka, like a queen, that's Malkiya. Fine. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two answers? One answer said, the following items are him. The following items are him. One said, anything in a Mishnah is him. Anything not in a Mishnah is him. So what's the difference? The difference is, Shvachos, the issue about Shvachos, right? Okay, because according to Rav Chanina, it's a Balkiyo, and according to Rav Papa, it's a Balkiyo. Okay? Very good. Next. Now we're going to start some fascinating Gemara. Very interesting. Very interesting, very halacha l'maisa, actually. Amar, Eil Dvarim shall Ovzik Achavim Asurin. The following things are Asur. The Isur, Isurin Hana. And they're also Asur and Hana. What's that? Number one, Yayin, wine. The wine of a guy is not only Asur to drink, it's Asur even to sell. It's Asur Bahana, wine. Number two, Chometz, shall Ovzik Achavim. Vinegar, Shait Chilaso, Yayin. It started off as wine. Now, Rashi points out, it's biyad ovik hachavim, type Rashi. It's always by the guy. Therefore, lafuke hecha, excluded, the zavan ovik hachavim chomet mi Yisrael. I'm allowed to sell vinegar to a guy. The only thing is, the vinegar by him becomes aser bahana. I can sell him vinegar. Once I sell it to him. Why? Why is that mutter? The Yisrael, lo mitzabana, that's an asabana. The time of the asabana, the reason why it's asabana is mishum dilma naschehu. Maybe he used it for his idol worship. The chometz lo manasech. Nobody uses chometz to for idol worship. I can't take vinegar from him because perhaps he did it, it was wine or it was half wine and it was cheap and he did it. Therefore, I can't. That wants asa to me, but I can sell him vinegar. What's he going to do with the vinegar? That's not listening either. Right? That's number two. Number three, cheres hadrayani, an earthenware jug that has wine seeped into the walls. Can't get the wine out. Number four, v'oros lebubin, and the hide, the skins of a goat or something. They use that for their ceremony. Rishir Megal Omer, bisman ha-kareya shalo ogol usher. If it's round, they made a round incision, tusser. Mashach, mutter. If they made a long incision, then it's mutter, they wouldn't use that in their services. Now.
What's the incision for?
To get some skin, some hide or something out of the animal, or some intestines or something.
The heart, yeah.
Now, basar ha-nichnas lo'ovdik ha-chavim. If you bring meat that's brought into a goyish house, mutter, it's mutter. Why? Mutter bahana. Vahayotze, but meat that came out of the house, aser, that's aser, mibnei shehei shuhu kiziv chemesim, because then it's for sure going to be brought as an idol on their temple, divei Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Next. Haholchin letarpus. If you go to a, if he's going to a church or something, or a temple, right? Aser loses veloses imohen, then you're not allowed to do any business with them, because they're surely going to the temple. Va'boin, but on the return trip, mutarin, it's mutar. Okay, because now they're going home. Fine. Nodos of the kochavim, the jugs of a guy, the kankehen, or their other kinds of jugs, the yayin shel Yisrael, or the wine of a Jew, kanos bohen, even if a Jewish wine is in there, asurin, it's aser, the surin iser hana, divir Reb Meir. Why is it aser if it's Jewish kosher wine? Why is it aser? It's kosher wine. Because it's in the walls, because the walls of the jug absorb the treifa wine, and it's going to go back into your wine, and therefore it's aser. Chacham omrim, eini surin iser hana. It's not aser bahana. Also drink it, why not? So the Ran explains, because this concept that the walls have flavor and they're going to impart flavor in, it's okay, we hold from such a concept. It's a little bit of a far-fetched concept. Is that really true? After 24 hours, it's not true. So to drink it, we're not going to let. But you can't sell it. Why can't you sell it? So the Chacham say, you can sell it. You can have an awe. Why? Yeah. Right, but that you want to drink. No question, you can't drink it. The question is, can you sell? Yes, but the bahana. Why? The Ran says the lashon because shekol iser, all this iser of plita, it's called, of that is absorbed in the walls, and then he used the wine. Yeah, he used the jug yesterday for his own wine, for the treif wine. You use it today for kosher wine. You washed it out, but still, it's in the walls. It's going to absorb back in. That's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush, and therefore the Ran says, "Ein bo ein lecha bo elach yidusho." So we only have the eating it. You can't. Hana, why not? Okay. Number 7, chartanim vazogim shav dekachavim, grapes and seeds of goy, asurin aser v'isurin itzer bana divrei meir v'cham omrim lachem aser. If they're wet, if they're moy, aser. Why? But you can use it for some service. Exactly. Bivation mutarin. If it's dry, what's wrong with the grape? Then it's mutter, right? Yeah, number 8.
Raisins.
What?
You obviously never heard of raisins.
Right. No. But what's the point is avodah zarah. An apple of a guy you can eat. A pear you can eat. Not grape not? Why not? If it's wine, it's a different story.
They didn't use it like that.
They didn't use it. Exactly. Hamurius. Hamurius is some kind of fish brine or something. Ugvinas base unaiki. And the cheese of base unaiki of the kochavim asur and it's asur the isur and iser hana divrei meir asur hana also chamom any isur iser hana it's not asur hana right cheese of a guy is asur hana and you can't eat it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda shal Rishma asur b'shua kshei mahalchim b'derech. He once asked him when they were going on the way. Amar lo if they ma isur pias of the kochavim, why is cheese of a guy asur? What's the kai? What's the shaila? Cheese can only be made from kosher animals.
Right.
There's no such thing as pig cheese. No such thing. No invention. No such thing. So why is cheese of a goy aser? It's only from kosher animals. So why is it aser? Yes, that's true. Oh, cheese can only be made from a kosher animal. Hashem made the world like that.
Goat?
There's no such thing as horse cheese. No such thing.
Goat was used for Abu Dazar originally, and they're in it, but it comes out of it.
So 1 second. So you ask them a question. Why not? So Amar Lo, because we grow it in the stomach of a nevela. Okay?
Non-kosher animal.
That's why you can't eat the cheese.
But
nevela. So Amar Lo, what kind of answer was that? V'halo, listen to this, Shat Gemara, for the Mishnah. V'halo kevas ola, you have an ola of an animal. An ola is a carbon. And you have the keva of an ola, right? Chamur bekevas nevela. It's more machmer than a nevela or a treif keva, yeah? More machmer. Why? It's a carbon. Nothing more machmer than a carbon. And the halach is, amru, kohen shedaito yafa. If a kohen is very smart and he's very on the ball, and they're bringing a carbon ola, and he wants to drink the milk that's inside the mother, what could he do? Sorfa chaya, he could drink it raw, right? Velo hodulo, But they didn't really agree with that. Right? Veloho dulo. Right? Aval amru einanin velo malin. You really shouldn't do it. But if you do it, there's no mi'ila. Okay? Now, what do you see from here? Explains Rashi. Rashi over here, aval amru lo nanin. You shouldn't do that. But velo, it's not mi'ila. Why? So says Rashi right over here. V'chol hechad etnan hacha shari midaraisa aval rabbanon gazribe. Midaraisa is mutter. The Rabbanon said, you're like mamash, you're hair splitting over here, the ola, the milk. Don't do it. You did it, you didn't do anything wrong. Right? But the Rabbanon, v'im nana, ain't bo me'ila. If you did it, you don't get me'ila for that. Alma, what do you see? Midales ba me'ila. Since there is no me'ila. Shmamina, hai chelif hakonas bekevas ha'ola. Kipirsha ba'almahu. The milk inside is considered nothing. And therefore it's drinkable. So what's the issue? I can't put the cheese in the keva. It's not usher. So, amalo, b'nei shema amidin, oso b'kevat egle avodah zara. What Mr. Schiffer said, not that it's in an avela, it's not an avodah zara animal. So what? Sarash shenasu la takrovis. And I brought this animal as a carbon. So the whole thing is all usher now. Even the refuse is usher if it's used for avodah zara. They like that it goes to the bathroom. It makes it a healthy animal, so it's all usher.
Rope animals are used to be eaten, not avodah zara.
I think the problem
you don't know
is
what it is specifically.
So the truth is we're not going to get back to this for like another 5 days. I think on Lamed something we get back to it because now it says like this. Amar lo. Im Kain Lamalo Asar Bahana. So then why is it Asar Bahana? Mamash Avodah Zara. Mamash Avodah Zara, the cheese now. So why is it Asar Bahana? That was his question back. Fine. If you tell me that it's a kashrus issue, there's no kashrus issue.
There is a kashrus issue.
What's the kashrus issue?
You cannot get rennet from a live animal. You have to kill the animal. If the animal wasn't shechted.
That's not what he answered. He told him because it's growing in the nevelos. It's so what? It's not a kashrut. Then he told him a separate problem. It's because it's a avodah zara. So it's a avodah zara. Why is it avodah zara? So the answer is amru lo imke lo 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 asu bana. Why is it asu bana? He sealed davar acher. He changed the subject. So I don't want to tell you why. On daf lamed hey, we'll tell you why. So you have to wait a few 5 more days. Was it lamed hey? It's coming up in the next week. Yeah. What?
You can't age it in non-kosher animal. You don't need kosher animal for that.
But that's not what he answered.
I said
that. Right, we're going to get to that. We did all those shiur with the rabbi. Right. We're going to get to that. So, but he changed the subject. He didn't give him an answer.
Why did he change?
So, one second. Where is it?
Rashi says,
Daf Lamed Dalet. We're going to get to it later in the week. What exactly is going on here? He changed the subject. Amalo.
The cliffhanger.
Yeah. Amalei Yisrael, Echad Tekori. How do you read that pasuk in Shir Shirim? Kitova dodecha miyayin or kitova dodayich? Which one is it? Amalo, as he told him, kitova dodayich. Amalo, ain't a dover key. Not true. Sherei chaveru malamda olav lureach shemanecha tovim. There's another pasuk right nearby that says shemanecha. So kipi dodayich. It must be dodecha. It must be dodayich. Fine. Very good. He changed the subject, and we'll get back to it in a few days. Now, asks the Gemara, yayin. Minolan, how do you know you're not allowed to drink wine of a guy? Asks Tosfos on top. Tema, Maika Bayne Minol. What kind of question was that? How do you know you're not? What kind of question was that? Hamatznis and Mayri Bistam Yenam. We're talking about Stam wine. We're not talking about a Vodazara wine. We're talking about wine that the guy has in his house. We don't know why he has it there. We're talking about Stam wine. V'gzera Bonanhu. The Rabbana made a gzera. Shegazru al stam al yenam mishum b'no sehen. What about that reason? We don't want people drinking wine of a guy, even if it's not a avodah zara wine. It's kosher wine with a big stamp of kosher. Why? Because we don't want Jews hanging around with goyim. It's very simple. We don't want that. So you know what? Wine is the great equalizer. Come over, have a drink with us. The neighbor says to you, the guy. Come over, have a drink after work. No, you have to make some excuse. Why? Because we don't want that fraternizing with goyim. What's the guy asking? Why is the wine? We're not talking about avodah zara wine. We had the whole chav test. We've already said 100 times avodah zara things are usher.
So why there's no gzera to drink with them?
What?
Why there's no gzera?
Who said there isn't?
There is to drink any type of liquor.
So there was no such thing as liquor back then, or it wasn't such a hot item, right? Everything was wine. So one thing, V'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, devadai ikar gzera destam yenam mishum benoseyan. There's no question that the main reason for the gzera was you shouldn't go see some pretty guy and take her out for a drink, even if it's kosher. That, we don't want that, right? That's the main reason for the gzera, right? And you invite a girl out for sandwiches, she's not so willing to come. Wine, she'll come. So that's why they asked wine, and they didn't ask for sandwiches, right? The question is, miu lo yasru no sabana. Why is asabana mitam ze? Why is asabana for this reason? Midi dahave apitan hushmanam. Why isn't it like bread and oil, which you're also not allowed to have of a goy? And that's not asabana. Why only wine is asabana? Ah, for that reason, ella of the rabbanon kiyai netzech gomor. They treated it almost like a avodah zarah wine, right? Kishen estasech lefnei avodas kochavim, that they pour it in front of their idols, l'sha'asim in ha-Torah, mishum d'damilei. Because it's usher, because it looks like the same item. Right? Nobody, no goy would ever pour oil or cookies on their avodah zarah. That's why that's mutabana. Asabana, we don't want you fraternizing, we don't want you hanging around goyim. So you can't have meals with them. What about wine? Wine's worse. Because wine, mamash, looks like avodah zarah wine.
So, that's why we call it Yayin Nesef rather than Yayin Stam.
Right. So, but all wine today is Yayin Stam. Because they don't use really wine.
Well, this is the interesting thing. I saw an article that they're using Mavusho kosher Kiddush wine, like Manischewitz, for communion wine.
You know why? Because it's cheap.
For sure.
That's why.
But we make it Mavusho to be unattractive to them.
So we're going to get to Mavusho in a few minutes. Val Yayin Nesech, Shalat Talmud Menolan. So now, what about Yayin Nesech? How do you know Yayin Nesech Chaser? That we know. That we answer. Why is Yayin Nesech Chaser? So Stam Yayin Chaser because it looks like, because we don't want you hanging around Goyim. You don't want you to look at the daughter. What about, why is Chaser Bana? Because it looks like Yayin Nesech, the same wine. So it's that bottle we use for drinking by the Super Bowl, and that bottle we use in the church. So it's the same bottle, so that we stay away from all the bottles. So Chaser Bana. Now, why is Taka Yayin Netzach Asabana? So we're going to say, because it's for Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Asabana. Vim Tomar, Yayin Netzach Lamali Kra, Mima Nafik Klal Mishar Zevach. That's why it's wine different than anything else that they use in the church. Why is wine different than anything else? Yayin Binolas, how do you know wine they use in the church is no good? Anything they use in the church is no good. Why are you picking out wine? Answer to Yishlomo, Deina Hanami, you're right. Divicha Venisach Shnein Yonimim, it's just two sides of the same coin. Deina Hanami, you're right. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Kra, Asher Chelev Zivchemo Yochelu, Yishtu Yayin Nisicham. There's a pasuk that connects wine and sacrifices. Ma Zevach Asabana, Af Yayinami Asabana. Zevach Gufa Minolim. What about Zevach itself? How do you know that's Asar? A sacrifice? Dikhtiv, Vayitzmudu Labal Pa'ar, Vachlu Zivche Mesim. Right? They attach themselves to Baal Pa'ar, which is Avodah Zarah, and it's like Zivche Mesim. Ma meis asabana, av zevach nami asabana. So it's like a meis is asabana, so too a carbon is asabana, a goyish carbon. Now ma meis minolan, minis guf, how do you know meis asabana? How do you know that? Any meis. How do you know that? So is yasham sham in egla roof, it's a xer shava. Xiv hacha, for Thomas sham Miriam, Miriam died there, for xiv hasam, and it says, for arpu sham, it's an egla benachal. What a random xer shava. It says sham by Miriam, and it says sham by egla roof, it's a xer shava. Malahal asabana, af kanami asabana. For Hasaman Olam, how do you take a know that an egg roof is asabana? Where does it say that? Amar Devei Rav Yanai, kapara ksiv beki kachim. In a kanami, it's a kapara, like any carpet asabana. The egg roof is no different, even though it happens down in a valley somewhere, it's still asabana. So everything's asabana. Then we said, chometz shil ofte kochavim, shoye b'tchiloso yayin. The chometz was originally wine's asabana. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Well, Mishum da Achmet, Pakal Eisuri? Well, just because it turned to vinegar, where'd the Isser go away? Where'd the Isser go? So, Amravashi, Ha'asal Hashmanan, Chomet Shalonu. No, it's our vinegar, B'yana Ovdei Kochavim, Ein Tzara Chosem, B'so Chosem. It doesn't need a double seal, it's okay. E Mishum Antzuche, Lo Menatche. So in other words, it's our wine, it's our vinegar, I had a bottle of vinegar, the guy came over here, can I borrow some vinegar? I'm allowed to give it to him. And he's going to return it back to me an hour later. It's not a problem. Why? Nobody uses vinegar in the service, right? And And what about maybe they're going to put other vinegar that they used last week in the church that was wine then? Then it turns to vinegar now. They're going to put it back into the bottle and give it back to me? No, they're going to make themselves crazy to do that, to trick me. I put a seal on it, they're not going to do it. One seal is all you need. They're going to be so dedicated to mess me up to do that with the vinegar at the bottle.
But if you gave them the bottle, they had to break the seal.
No.
If the bottle and it's sealed, they'd have to break the seal in order to use the vinegar inside.
The seal's broken already.
What? So somehow you have to have some kind of seal. You have some kind of... No, it's your bottle. The guy knocks the door, can I borrow the vinegar?
Right.
So yeah, of course, here, borrow it to me.
Right.
Now we were afraid he's going to return the vinegar. He's going to return some vinegar that he put inside. We're not choshish for that. Amar Viloi, Shaninu Yain Mevushal, Shal Ovdei Kochavim, Yain Mevushal. That was originally idol wine. Shoya mitchiloso yayin aser. That's aser. So pshita, of course it's aser. Because we should have the vashal pakalei suri, or just because it got cooked, the aser went away. So we're going to give the same answer. Amar Rav, Ashi, Hasal Ashminan. Yayin mevushal shalanu. It's our yayin mevushal. Biyad of the kochavim. So the guy comes and says, can I borrow some wine? And so he's not going to drink the whole bottle. He's going to take a cup and give it back.
Right.
So can I give it to him? If it's yayin mevushal, I can give it to him. Why? You don't need two seals. They're not going to use it for their service. Why? Because it's mevushal. That they're not going to do. So it's not lifting the ever for me to give it to him. So automatically they're going to switch it. Since there's one
seal,
they're not going to do that. Spend 2 hours. They're not going to do it. So therefore it's mutter. That's the heter. Right? So Tosfos says on the bottom, so wine, we all know. We'll do it more tomorrow. At the wine, we'll do the wine tomorrow. First of all, let's get back to vinegar. So does vinegar have to have a hechsher?
Yeah.
Why? Made from wine. But we just said that they're not...
What it was before.
Oh, so mikan, the bottom tells us, mikan hayinira lahatir chomet shalonu b'maga ovzik l'chavim, our wine. My vinegar that a guy touched. So if my maid touched my vinegar, a guy's with the goita, that should be mutter.
Yeah.
Why? The Gemara just said, it's in my house. Yeah. Nobody pours vinegar, and no chashash is going to switch it. Right? Verberatam hikbit alav, Verberatam said, no way. V'amar, ki ein anu b'kiyin b'tiv chometz. We don't exactly sure when something turns into vinegar. Kimaisa b'chol yom, b'deos chalukos. Ask anybody today. Yesh korin oso chometz, v'yesh korin oso yayin. Some call it wine, some call it vinegar. Nobody knows. He was machmer.
Who mentioned magre yet?
What?
We're talking about using their wine or whatever.
We answered the question. The question was, it's my vinegar, and the guy comes and says, can I have some? So when he hands it in the bottle, he touches it. So can I hand in the bottle? The Gemara said yes. Tosa said no. And how Tosa can argue the Gemara,
yeah,
really.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Just
yes, we did. Yeah, we've been handing it to him. So can you hand him the wine? Yeah. He's going to give it back. So what's the problem? He didn't do anything wrong with it, because they're not going to pour yayin. They're not going to pour yayin mevushal. They're not going to do that. And what about the fact they're going to switch into your bottle? I'm not cautious for that. I'm not cautious for that. So, at the end of the day, what's the issue? He touched it? No problem. Says Rabbi Natan, I'm Achmir, by vinegar. Why? Because who said it's not, maybe it's still wine? Right? The problem is, that even wine they allowed, as long as it was mevushal. Right? Mevushal. Then, like we says, V'yesh, V'mochres asvina, nami, pligi, bereche, chala, v'tamre, chamra. What's the story if it smells like wine, but it looks like vinegar, it smells like vinegar, it looks like wine? All these shilas, we don't know what to say. Therefore, he was machmer. Rabbi Natan. V'gam ala sover, ala boser. What's boser? It's some kind of grape juice or very freshly squeezed. She hit the Rabbi Natan Misholem Maga of the Chachavim. Misholem said that the guy could touch that also. Misholem, the Dama, she yotzi menu nikra mayim. That's really water. Kedamar perakol aget, right? Okay, what?
Because they don't use that,
exactly. Exactly. So we stopped on the top line on the
second bottom.
Tanur Rabbanan on top. Tomorrow really not about Yayin Netzach. It's really more about wine, liquids that are uncovered. That addition with the snakes. That we'll do tomorrow. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.
You want to say Kaddish? Okay, fine. Doesn't want to.